Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says reservoir releases will keep water flooding into some homes for up to 2 more weeks. He's urging people in the western part of the city to get out.
If you have water in your home today, the odds are you're going to continue to have water in your home over the next 10 to 15 days. And with that being the case, and the stress and the strain that's been posed on first responders, as well as your own public safety, I'm asking you to leave your homes.
The death toll continues to climb from the storm, now more than 30. And FEMA reported today that more than 364,000 people have registered for assistance. NPR's Wade Goodwin joins us now. Hi, Wade.
Hello.
So we just heard the Houston mayor there urge residents in parts of the city to leave because of high water that's not going away. But in many areas of Houston, residents and business owners are back in their properties. Cleanup is starting in earnest. What can you tell us about how that process is going in these early stages?
That's right. In many places, the flooding's receded, the water's gone, and Harvey's left one of the world's largest messes. Today is the first official Harvey Big Trash Day. The piles on the curb in Houston, they're like giant sculptures at their not so finest, primitive with that soggy, stinky je ne sais quoi.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people in t-shirts and shorts ripping out the carpets, the padding, all the wet clothes. They got to go. You got to hump all the furniture out to the street. It's a lot of backbreaking labor. And, a lot of Houstonians who were not flooded are helping them. And I think this is where social media is so good. Somebody posts on Facebook that their mom needs help, and then 4 or 5 people who don't even know mom or really anyone in the family show up and they get to work. This is kind of like Houston at its best. Not afraid to work. Go ahead, take a minute to cry. We'll get the carpet out of here. And there is going to be, there's going to be plenty of crying this week, no doubt. You can tell yourself till the cows come home, it's only stuff. But, 59 trips to the curb and practically everything you own is garbage, that stiff upper lip ain't going to be stiff so more. And here's the thing. Each situation is different. Like in places like Rockport and Port Aransas, where Harvey came ashore, those towns, they're blasted. They look like a bomb went off and flattened everything. And these places are smaller, so there's not some big pool of labor to help. So that's a feeling of helplessness of a whole different magnitude. If you're older, if you're in your 60s or 70s, your friends are too, that's a whole nother country. It's easy to look at the mess Harvey made in your home and think, my life's ruined.
Just to pivot, Wade, I know that a lot of Texas refineries have had to shut down, and it's already affecting gas prices. The national average was up 18 cents this afternoon over last week. What is the situation with refineries right now?
So the largest refinery in the country, it's the Saudi-owned Motiva. It's huge in Port Arthur. Port Arthur got hammered by 47 inches of rain. It's offline completely now, and it alone produces more than 600,000 barrels a day. That's barrels, not gallons. The huge French refinery Total SA is also out. It's 225,000 barrels a day. So in all, about a quarter of the national refining capacity is out of action. And in Texas, it sparked this belief that gasoline shortages are inevitable. So over the last 2 days, we've had this mass outbreak of bonehead, which has rewired all our brains. Now suddenly half a tank of gas is no longer plenty of gas, but a crisis which we have to rectify immediately. So all of the state, we went straight to the gas station and sat in a line for an hour or two. One of our railroad commissioners described it perfectly. He said it was like the run on the Bailey Savings and Loan in It's a Wonderful Life. The problem here is there's no George Bailey pleading with motorists to just put 5 gallons in. So now everybody's Silverado and F-150's got a full tank, but the gas stations are out. But, here's the thing to remember. These refineries are only expected to be offline for about 2 weeks. It's kind of like Houston. They got flooded, but it's not like these plants were destroyed by some massive storm surge.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin in Texas. Thanks, Wade.
You're welcome.